Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip. Today, I'm going to share 4 tips so you could talk to someone or anyone in public or anywhere you choose to. The marketplace, the coffee shop, the grocery store, wherever you go that you don't know someone. It is hard for some people, and for me, it's not. Why is it so hard to talk to people? Living in an era of direct messages, tweets, emails, and texts, it's becoming harder and harder to talk to each other directly, which is weird. Communicating with someone is an art that need more than ever. Let me say that again. Communicating with someone is an art that's needed more and more now than ever before, because all the things I mentioned earlier, technology. To get ahead in business or your personal life, at some point you need to learn how to talk with people face to face, other than text or email. You have to make conversation, and you have to find out the things about them. We talked about it last couple of days. If you're one of those people talking to face to face with someone, is intimidating. So use these tips that I'm going to share with you to help facilitate and make it a little bit easier for you to interact with someone face to face. First of all, ask relevant questions when you meet that person. After, of course, you introduce yourself. Rather than asking yes or no questions, try asking questions requiring more complicated answers. For example, if you're in a network situation, think about the answers you want and need to know from the people that you are around, especially if you have a theme event. Be open to share information about yourself when you're asking someone about themselves. Use your questions intentionally when explicitly asking about a project that you're interested in, a service that you're interested in, or partnering with that person. So ask questions that will give you the answer for you to decide if that's what you're going to want. You do not have to partner with everyone, know about every project, or know about every service, but you do want the information about the stuff you are interested in. So be intentional with your questions. And that's the part I'm talking about. Listen, process the information, then ask follow-up questions. With each question you ask, you should get closer and closer to your answer. The goal here is really to listen for an opportunity to support the people you are talking to. I'm a big believer of being a servant first before a salesman. Because yes, we all here to make money. We all looking for opportunity to service someone, but look to serve that person. How can you add value for that person? Whether to the project, to the service that they're doing, to whatever means necessary to add value to the person you're talking to. Next, don't be the person that talk about the weather. I hate those things. Oh, how's it going? What's the weather? I usually, depending on what mood I'm in, I'll give an eye rolling, which is rude too. Or I would just say hot and I'll walk away. Don't be that person. Do not ask questions about the weather unless that's the topic that's going on around you. If someone approaches you and asks you about the weather, answer the question, but redirect the discussion to a more relevant topic or the focus of the network event. You can respond like I do. It makes me think of going to Dubai, depending on the weather. Everything makes me think of going to Dubai because that's where I want to go. Tell me, have you ever visited Dubai or any other country? Make sure to embed in some relevant question about the business that you're there for throughout the conversation. Always have the person do most of the talking and you are listening. Now, learn the power of compound, because you know I'm a math teacher. I always look for ways to put math into everything I do. Compound interest. You hear compound this, and even in science. It's the same thing in conversation. What does it mean? Compounding is a simple technique where you take what someone else has said and you add something to it. You could add a question at the end or a compliment at the end to further the conversation along. Compounding question helps keep the conversation going even when someone else has stopped the conversation. You are in charge. You would redirect the conversation again to something that you are interested in, to a new topic or to the theme of what the network is focusing on. Because you're there for with a purpose, to know people, find ways you could serve them, find where you could partner. That's usually my intention of going to these type of event. Okay, so that's what the compounding does. Another thing you could do, for example, like I like sport. If you ask, if you saw the game last night, you might say, yes, that play at the end was something fantastic. It reminded me of a time when I see them play in person. Tell me, what's the best game you ever saw? I kept this general so you could do the same type of question that I use here, and you could tweak it to match yours. Those are the kind of things you have prepared in your head when you're walking around. So learn the compound system. Now, I'm one of those people that a bird's eye view type of personality. When you get me down to the street, I need a GPS because details overwhelm me. But I'm learning to make friends with detail when it comes to writing. However, when I am talking to someone, because I've been practicing listening, and I'm getting better with it, and I'm getting better with process, you have to pay attention to the details. That's the next tip. Details are critical in conversations. Become the person who notices when a conversation is not going well. Be ready to jump in with a question or a new topic, especially when people are uncomfortable with the conversation. In this situation, I'm laughing because even though I don't like the weather question, I would ask the weather question there to kind of lighten up the mood a little bit, you know, or to just change the direction of what's going on. Because I don't like to feel not awkward, nor do I want people around me to feel awkward. Because sometimes you walk into a situation, you don't know what's going on, and you watch the weird awkwardness, but you're in the middle of it. So you might as well take an opportunity to make your first impression and say, hey, how's the weather? Did you notice how hot it is over here? What are you going to do this summer? Or something like in that effect. That's just what I've done in the past. Now, as you know, any skills or anything you want to get good at, it takes practice. So becoming a great conversationalist will become more natural with practice. Remember, the important thing is to relax, right? Be friendly, be personable. By also paying attention to the discussion and then taking some care and choosing your words, you'll find yourself having more conversation, lively conversation, fun conversation, more and more when you go to these places. And then so you start to tweak the way you conversate, you know, from event to event, from places to places, or from person to person. It's going to become a natural thing for you to do. Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that would need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.